Shane, Boker Tov. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so we were busy dealing with the Perek Vav. I believe it's Perek Vav. Yeah, I hope it's Perek Vav. It's Perek Vav. The two relationships that define, for the purpose of this discussion, our relationship with Hashem, Reyosi, the Bnei Bechiri Yisrael. We're dealing with Rayasi, and we said that there's three stages of the marriage process. There's the Shidduch, there's the Erusin, and then there's the Nisuin, the Chuppah. We said the Shidduch took place by the Bris Ben HaBesorim. Then there was then we discussed the Matanos of the Chosen, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then we spoke about the Chuppah, which took place, which was HaSinai, which was Matan Torah, the ring, being the Shnei Luchos Abrit, which we'll see. And there we saw from Yitzhak Isaac Chovazotzel, the Tabat Hanusuna Be'etzbo. That's the there was a Shnei Luchos. And then we said we would discuss Kapalem Hakegigis. What's the Hakegigis? Where is that? If that's marriage, then where is the forced? There's an aspect of being kofuya, being forced into it. So where does that fit into the whole picture? So Mandaf Ein Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos of Pei Ches Amar Aleph. So Chazal say like this: Shema Ma'abed Matan Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kipa Alem HaKegigis V'Amalem. We all know Hashem took the mountain and He put it over Klal Yisrael's heads. And he said to them, "Ima tamakablim es haTorah mutov. If you will accept the Torah, all very good. V'im lav sham tiye kvuroschem. There will be your burial. That will be your end. That's when you'll meet your end." So many questions about this. There's a big sugya. A lot of ink being spilled trying to understand this. Let's focus on what we want to focus on. So the first question is, Madua ya tzarich lekapo esalem hakegigis, varem kulam pischu ve'oyinu ke'echad nasa v'nishma. You're talking to people that said nasa v'nishma. Hashem says, yeah, but if you don't keep the Torah, I'm going to kill you. But I said, I'll keep it. What do you want from me? Yeah, but if you don't keep it, I'm going to kill you. The mashu lo muvan po. If Klaret said, we're not sure, we don't know. Hashem says, listen, I'm putting the mountain over you. If you don't accept it, you're going to die. But we said Nasa V'Nishma, and Hashem was very impressed with our Nasa V'Nishma. It wasn't like he was like a no big deal, you said Nasa V'Nishma. Hashem was very, very, very impressed. We got two crowns, and who's Megala the Sadist? I don't even the Malachim know. And I mean, Klali, so, and then 2 minutes later, you tell him, listen, if you don't keep it, I'm going to kill you. As ma korepo. Why did you need kfir? Why did you have to have force? That's the one question that he asks. I have another question just while we're learning the possible. Because the Chazal I'm saying, because there's also Shtikl Torah, is why does it say Shamtie Kvuroschem? Should be poor. He's holding the mountain over his head, and he says, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, you're going to die. Yeah. Well, what do you mean there? Where's Sham? Anyway. Hina Maral explains like this. So he brings the midrash and he says, "Azoy, Shakosh Bochu rotzel tet lekesh and lesuin ze teikev shelo yoichel shalchu kol yomov." You know, in marriage, in Masechtes Kiddushin, in Masechtes Ksuvis, in Masechtes Erusin, there's a Masechtes Gittin that goes together with it. When marriage starts, it can end. There's a way out. Hashem allowed for there to be a way out. That's called Masechtes Gittin. But there's certain marriages that can't end. Masechtes Gittin has no teikev on them. Onus, for example, if a man's ma'anus a woman, he can never get rid of her. So Hashem wanted this nisuin that he was entering into with Klal Yisrael to have the musag, the characteristics of an anusa. And therefore he would be lo yochel shalcho kol yomov. He wouldn't be able to ever send Klal Yisrael away. There's no gittin after that. Same as an onus can't send the anusa whenever you want, never. So too, Hashem put over the mountain on them. You know, onus. Either you come along to the party or you're going to get killed. That's quite an onus. Hashem just shut another door. To be tining a mekach tos, we saw yesterday, Hashem shut that door because it took Klal Yisrael that they worked. He took Klal Yisrael when they were mamash, you can't get worse than that, and that's when he took them. So he can't tine afterwards mekach tos because he knew what you were getting. Ah, but said so he'll marry her, but then there's okay, you can't tine a mekach tos, but you can always take out Masechtas Gittin. No, he can't take out Masechtas Gittin. He shut that door as well. Klal Yisrael is now an anusa, even though they said Nasa v'nishma, but Hashem Kviyochel turned it into an anusa. The Gemara in Taina says that even in the worst galus, where Hashem seems to have abandoned us, Hashem seems to have thrown us out and Mamash given us a get, Rachmana Litzlan. One says, no, there's like a husband who's gone to Chutz Laretz, he's gone traveling, he went on a ship and he went away, and he's coming back. So she can't get remarried, and no get's been given. We'll always be the Am Segula, and Hashem will always bring us back because he's there. He hasn't gone away. He's hidden himself. He's hidden himself, but he hasn't gone away. Yeah.
My question is, why are we even discussing is getting everything? We're his kids. Supposedly, as we said last week, kids you can't get rid of no matter what any of the other conditions are.
Okay, but now we're looking at the other aspect, which is Rayosi. We're looking at the aspect of our relationship with him as a wife.
I hear.
Remember, we have Perek Hay and Perek Vav. Perek Hay is Bonim Hashem, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokecha. And now we have the other relationship with Rayosi. Now, in the relationship with Rayosi, there is Gittin. You can give a get. You can end the relationship. So we're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even set up the husband-wife relationship in a way that you can't end the relationship. It was a lot closer to Bonim, because now we're not Bonim, now we're Rayosi. Now what about when you're a Chaisi, an Ishti, the Imi? Hashem relates to us in many, many different ways. It's multifaceted. How do you hold all these conflicting relationships? Each aspect has its place. Each pestek has its emes and its reality. Now we're focusing on Rayosi. Well, this is the Maral telling you this. I don't know if you've got any complaints, you have to go to Prague. I don't know if you're allowed to go to Prague. They say it's Maud Musugal to daven at his keva. Rav Sipa is a big chosid of the Maral's keva. Now, whenever he goes there, his mama said, unbelievable yeshuas at that keva. He's an einikel of the Maral. Okay, so Moisif HaMaral Leveh, she'oyna zeh lo nase ba'ayoyim kifi she'adova muven kipshute. The Maral adds that this onus wasn't done with threats. Like it seems from the Pashtus. You know, either you take the Torah, I'm going to kill you. That sounds like a threat, no? And he says, no. Ela shemam ben asina hayakon nizkov meroimim v'golu la'ayin. The metzias of HaSinai itself was the kriya. It was such an unbelievable event. There was so much giloi. It was so revealed to everybody that was there. Ma'amad shebo achosen giles elyonoisei ve'esma shu yoichel asois b'mitzrayim b'kriyas yamsu, Ma'amad HaSinai. It's where the chosen was Magali himself. He showed you what he's capable of. Esamakos, kriyas yamsu, Ma'amad HaSinai. Hashem was Magali himself, not in total, obviously not, but whatever was Magali was Magali. And Klal Yisrael saw it b'chush, and therefore they didn't have a bechir at that point. They didn't have a choice. It was like they were kofui, not because Hashem threatened them, but the Metzias made you kofui. The person standing in a store and he wants to steal something, and a policeman walks in, so he doesn't steal, not because the policeman's threatening him, it's just because now you don't have bechira to steal or not, because there's a cop standing there, unless you're meshugana, but you don't have a. The big discussion in the Mefoshim whether Melochim have bechira or not. So some Rishonim said Malachim don't have Bechira Bichlal. There's some that say they do have Bechira, but they can never exercise it because they're so close to the MS that you can't exercise your Bechira. When you see the truth so clearly revealed, even though you have potential, you have Bechira, but you can never exercise it. It's the same idea, yeah. Klal Yisrael ro giluim no roim, atzumi v'nizgovim ad mo'oid, at shem lo yoich shelo haiskim l'nesuin. When the Chosin shows you such unbelievable things, you know, he puts all his cards on the table, how are you going to say no? It's an unbelievable thing. And this is a very important yosod. We'll see how this plays out. particularly this generation, why that is so critical. You'll see, it's a yesod that we need, we're going to need going forward. The fact that the revelation, the Giluim from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yam Suf, to Ma'aben HaSinai, to the 40 years in the Midbar, the Nisim, the Ananiya Kovet, the Be'er Miriam, the Mon, it was such unbelievable Giluim of Hashem. We live in a Hester, we don't understand what those Giluim are. We have to scratch around and work very hard to see anything today. They had it all Magala, was on a silver platter for them. So what Bechira do you have? That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's what the Maharal's explaining. Pshat there was. Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. Okay, fine. That's now you have to understand the Maharal. You're asking good. Where do you see that in Kafalem Hakagigis? That's not what it says. It says he put a mountain over there and said, if you take the Torah good, and if not, you're going to die. That's how they felt, maybe. I don't know what to do with Maharals. I'm not a Maharalnik. I don't know. You have to find some guy that teaches in a sem, you know, the guys that they got all the Maharals at their fingertips. I don't know. I'm just learning what state do. What he says, yeah. But you're right. Yeah, the question. I don't know. It was such a queer, by the way, that the Gemara then Shabbos says, just as an aside, that until Purim, Klal Yisrael weren't punished for transgressions of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal, they got it, Asina, they were makabel. The Torah Shebaal Peh, they weren't makabel, because it was onus, it was kofel and hakigigis. So they were only punished after, where they were kimu v'kiblu, when there was the second Kabbalah Satori, Barotzoin, lo b'kvir, but Purim, from then on they got punished. There's a whole discussion there. How did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? Is that a whole discussion there? The Gemara in Shabbos, the Peiches, I think it is. The Gemara in Peiches, it discusses discusses this whole sugi of Hakigigis and the whole story there. So anyway, that's the story. But the Maharal, yeah, Maharals, all Maharals need a husband. They don't push it. Oh, fine. Okay, but what's Hakigigis? What part? I say Hakigigis. I don't know. Hashem was Magali himself to us, and all was before, never after. Shenemba, Nikvu, Elyoni, Vitachtoni, Veroshu, Yechidi. The higher world, the lower world, everything was open, and Klal Yisrael saw that he was Yechidi. Hashem Haitzi, Osama, Memte, Shari, Tuma. Untech Memte, Yoim, and Megil, Memte, Shari, Kedusha. He went from Memte, Shari, Tuma in 49 days to Memte, Shari, Kedusha, the Madragas, Adam, Arishan, Koidem, Achet. By the way, in Purim also, they got back to Adam, Arishan before the Chet. That's why there was Shaikha, Kabbalah, Satayra. I can prove that to you also, not now. We haven't got to Chanukah yet, and I have to talk about Purim. Anyway, but for sure, the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra is connected to Adelo Yodo. That's the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas is the Adelo Yodo. Okay. The Madregas Adam Rishon, Kodem Achet, Umamatzav Zeh, Heim Ayu Shikurim Avos Hashem. They were drunk with Avos Hashem. There you see Purim again coming in here, the Shikur. Also has something to do with it. Okay. Chazal ma'avirim es aposuk evianu el beis hayayin lemetav godol shel yayin zu sinai. What's this big storehouse of wine? There's wine again. You see Purim all the time. It's unbelievable when you understand the suya. You just see the connection. But anyway, that Sinai is a midrash mufureshet. Sinai was like a big pub. B'matzav zeh enev shurut shel bechira. Then you don't have bechira. Ein yoichel, ein gam yochelet shiput. Klal Yisrael rotze achrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzich av ozer. Klal Yisrael ran off to Hashem with unbelievable love, like a magnet. Ve'al elem rotzen kol shu lachzo l'shifleisam HaKodem estoch chedei shibut gufani v'ruchni. They had no desire at that point to ever go back to what they were on back when the shibut of Mitzrayim. They were unbelievable, like just meshuga from excitement, from happiness, from love. They were completely out of their minds. The Nisuin was with kfir. It was onus, whether it was through sets or just because the chosen was just so unbelievable, he couldn't say no. The The Chosin, on the other hand, he knew what he was doing. He was completely, for him, it was a complete haskama. Lo yoichur shlochel kol yomov. Ula matzada kala, aray lo yisikan haskama b'daya brura umitoich b'chiru chovshis. Mitzada kala, though, the kala was so overwhelmed with the chosin, so overwhelmed with what the chosin was giving him, was explaining, was revealing, that the kala didn't have real b'chira yet. So mitzad the chosin, for sure, he knew what he was doing, and he did it with calm, cool, rational head, entered into a nisuin, and did it in such a way that he can never send her away again. But mitzad the kala, how is this a proper marriage? She didn't exercise any bechira. She was so blown away, she just was like, wow, you know, it was unbelievable love, and she kind of like, she fell into his arms. So Yazdi Yasod, this is a big, big, big Yasod. Yeah, it's a big maftech to understanding many, many, many difficult sugars, as we'll see as we go on. Hatshuva lakachi she'isa chupa she'itchila b'mayim b'nas Sinai, that chupa that started b'mayim b'nas Sinai, adayin mamshicha kol hayomim, ad liyom haniskav shebo yizkai medivri hanovi Yosha, v'resticha li lo'ilam v'resticha li v'tzelik mishpat v'chesed v'achim v'resticha li b'emunah v'yadat yas Hashem. That chuppah that started there, Bahamad Asinai, it's still carrying on today. It's not finished. We're still in the process of Rastich Liloilom, Vidates Hashem. Voisha Yivun is Suya Amisolidea Shleimosom. Yomosa Mashiach, that chuppah will come to its Shleimos. So, what's going on here? Why does Hashem do this? Why don't we just get married and then go home and live happily ever after? You get married but you're not really married, and it's not a marriage, and it is a marriage, and then you don't really complete the marriage for a couple thousand years, and then you, I mean, Mama Korepo. Choshev lo isiv, shebeyachas lekesha nitzchi sheben Hashem liYisrael, chupa bas shleishas alpim v'lishosh ma'ay shana, einu nechsheves to chupa rucha klal. 3,500 years, 3,300 year chupa isn't considered long at all, against the backdrop of the eternal relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem. How long is the marriage going to last? Eternity. So in eternity, 3,500 years, not a long time. Not considered long at all. It's not a long chuppah at all. Reich tchufa zu, achosem zakala magalim misritzoynam amuchla tabilti nitain leiru lenase ze leze. During this period, the chosin and the kala show and reveal and develop the relationship where they show unequivocally that they want the relationship. Total askoma. This ongoing period is being mechazik the kesha more and more and more. There's a big sugya lurking. I don't want to go into it now, but we see it's not so called kach so poshut, because we see that the golus has actually made us weaken our relationship with Hashem. It's not so poshut. You see, Klal Yisrael over the years has actually got further and further away from Hashem. That's a famous Reb Chaim Volozhin discusses it based on a Gemara. Okay, I'm not going to go into that now. It's a fascinating discussion. Reb Dessler says that has something to do with the moon landing. Very interesting. Fascinating. Remind me sometime. I think I spoke about it here once, no? One of the breakfast here, I spoke about the moon landing, what that has to do with anything. Before they went to the moon, Rav Dessler already spoke about they're going to go to the moon. When people are going to go to the moon, and he explained what that has to do with the Sar of Esav, and very fascinating. It has to do with this year as well. The fact that you see that the Golis is there because of the Averis, but the Golis makes it worse. It doesn't repair the problem. It actually makes it worse because you do more Averis. How are we ever going to get out of this? There's a whole discussion there. Chaim Volozhin, one night, it's printed in the back of the Nefesh Chaim today. Lel Slichas, he gave a whole drosha. They printed it in a little safer. That whole drosha. And he discusses the sugya. Okay. But that's the problem. Anyway, what's happening now during this tekufa from Muhammad Asina, this ongoing chupa richusa, this long stretched out chupa, is me both sides. The Kala and the Chosin are showing and revealing more and more their commitment to the relationship. Shinu chachomim, tani de Be'eliyahu, sheishas alpayim shone yavei olama. The world is 6,000 years. Yom HaSa Mashiach. It's split into three portions of 2,000 years each. The first one is Tohu, however you translate Tohu. Nothingness, obliviousness, whatever, however you want to translate that word. I don't have a translation for it. Shnei Alpaim Torah, then there's 2,000 years of Torah. That was from Avram Avinu on. And then Shnei Alpaim Yom HaSa Mashiach. And then there's 2,000 years of Mashiach started with Chulman Bais Rishon Be'erech. That's the Yom HaSa Mashiach. That's the period we're in now, what we call Golus. The first 2,000 years of Tohu, the world was desolate. When Adam Arishon did the Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol lost his Kala. At sheyegia 2,000 shnos Torah, hamatchilim me'Avraham Avinu, shekoros bris im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tiach lo lekaches esbonov, shi kalos shel Hashem Yisbarach. Avraham Avinu entered into a covenant, as we saw, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dedicated himself and his children to being the Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a big difference between the 2,000 years of Torah and the 2,000 years of Golus. And we have to understand that. The one's not Lechatchil, another one's Bediyeved. It's not because, well, you were naughty, so you got sent into Golus. No, no, we'll see it. It was set up as a Lechatchil. That's where the Chosen did all the work. He did all the revealing himself that he wanted this relationship. He wanted the color. He revealed himself to the Avos. They were all Nevi'im. They all had unbelievable miracles happening for them. To their children, he took them out of Mitzrayim. He took them to Asinai, Beis Halicha B'Midbar, Beis Kivush Eretz Yisrael, Beisus Amoisin. How did Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael? Beisim B'Meifsim. They weren't because they had big muscles and whatever. They blew the shofar and walked around the wall and the walls crashed. It's not because they, you know, they had a Tarzan there who like knocked the walls down. No. Maifsim. Lamechan beis b'nez beis hamigdash, hashor shechina b'seichim, asor nisim giluim kol yom. Unbelievable giluim in the beis hamigdash. Try and imagine what was revealed there. Gilu shechina and the 10 nisim that were there all day. K'mol kein dvar Hashem ha'yagilu v'yadu b'fin nevi'oiv. There were millions of Nevi'im running around that Hashem would talk to and reveal himself to. Through this entire period, a period of Nevuah. Yedias Hashem Haise Motzu Etzel Kulam. There was no one who had a problem with Yedias Hashem. Everybody knew about Hashem. The Matzav Zeh, Shel Gilu Rotzen Hashem, Ein Lekale Breire, V'yimakabeles Es Atzosu Shel Achosen Linoselot. When the Chosen is that unbelievably revealed and that beautiful and that wonderful and that wow and that and he's doing such wonderful things for you, so the Chala doesn't really have any choice. She goes along because what you're gonna say, no, I'm not gonna marry you. The king's revealing all his wealth, all his treasures. And he's offering it to the Chala, so why shouldn't she take it? It's not through Bechira. So that's easy. Anybody can do that. Now the work starts. Achreim hegiu alpaim shnois yamos haMashiach. Sham chal hatafkid ala kala. Now everything switches to the kala. Now you're in the tekufa called Chochem Adif Minovi. Now you're in the period of Chochem Adif Minovi, and we'll see it's better than the period before. It's not the way we've been brought up. It's not the way we've been educated. We think that Beis Hamikdash got destroyed and now we're in this terrible period and we've got to like just crawl through it and just get to Mashiach. No, this is the whole purpose of the Briah is happening now. All that was just a setup. That was just to give us the Kalim to move forward. Usimetz Hashem, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. Aval. This is where it really starts happening. This is where La Roises Ritzayna Lagalusis Askamosin Asu. This is where the color gets to show how much she really wants the marriage through Bechira, not because she's being razzle dazzled. Beis Hamikdash Chorov, a color yotzis mi beis achos in the Golus Mor of Akasha. The Beis Hamikdash gets destroyed. The color gets sent out of the house of the Chosu into a very dark, bitter Golus. Communism, Europa, Tabus Marav, one goddess, one torture, one enemy after the other, after the other. The whole list here, you can go through them. The Romans, the Christians, the Muslims, the Tzavlanim, the Inquisition, the pogroms, Gerich Tachvatat, the communists, the Hitler Yamach Shmo in Europe, the spiritual Churban that took place in the Western lands, in America, here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is hiding. He's not making God himself to us in all his glory. Hashem says, I'm hiding from them. He's here, he's there. It's not that he's gone away. He's here, he's just hiding. The Matzovim have got so bad. The Klarisol can think, wow, Hashem's left us. He's left us, Chas v'le fogomri, v'ayim oimrim. Al ki'ein elokai b'kirbi, motzani kol atzorus ha'ilu. Because there's no Hashem, that's why we're in so much trouble. Hashem's left us. Hazoa v'azim sh'ayo oite es ha'chosen ha'fach lomu. The beauty, the radiance of the chosen has turned into a tragedy. Shuv ein kan kviya mitzad Hashem isparach. Now there's no more kviya. Yeah, no one's forcing anybody to do anything. Mitzad the beauty and the radiance of the chosen. Now you've got Bechira. When a person's in Auschwitz, he's not keeping with Hashem because Hashem's just like so unbelievably beautiful and wonderful and it's so gewaldic and there's just miracles and you know. No, you're in the worst possible matzav, and now you have to show, do I want this marriage or not? Now you can be independent. The unbelievable dependence we had on Hashem when we came out of Mitzrayim, the Midbar, the Hasina, going into Eretz Israel, we were totally dependent on Hashem. Now you can be on, now you don't need. Who needs Hashem today? Ad kedai kach shemusugel lachshov shechosen lo nimtza klal chas v'chilila. A person can even come to think that there is no Hashem. Who else except the Yid is going to come to think there is no Hashem? You know, the Christians, the Muslims, everybody knows there's a God. They all know the Torah was given on Sinai. Only we have doubts. That's what can happen. That's how bad it can get. Now you have to swim against this unbelievable wave of kfira of all the failures, the destructions of these big waves that come against you. This is where the color shows how serious she is about the relationship. Because she's taking the chosen now, kiviyochol, when he's at his worst. You marry Hashem when he's taking out of Mitzrayim with miracles, and you watch the Kriyas Yamsuf, and you watch Parah getting his Jews, and you see the Ashgocha, unbelievable Ashgocha, in the Makkas, and in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash, with all the glory and the miracles. No, it's a big deal that you want to be married to somebody like that. But you go through 2,000 years of a goddess like this and you're still holding on. that's some declaration of love and dedication. Now they say when things get tough, you find out who your friends are. You know? So that's what's going on here. Now that the goddess has started, so who's going to stick with Hashem? Resume, who's a kesha nitzchi ben klal yisrael kodesh bochu? Kesha shekulu ava, kesha shalav nema, ki oza kamois ava, maim rabim lo yoichu lechabos es ha'ava, v'naris lo yishtafu. Shirashirim, there's no amount of water that can extinguish the firing, burning love that I have for you, and the unbelievable dedication of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2,000 years, unbelievable. They hide that from the children today. They don't teach it to the children in the schools. You know, Jewish history today in the secular school starts basically with the Holocaust, and ends here. There's no musag of the unbelievable greatness that our people achieved through 2,000 years of Golas, how they clung to Hashem, they clung to his Torah, they kept going and going through unbelievable Yisurim, unbelievable dedication and loyalty and love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody teaches that to the kids. I think even in the film schools, I don't know how much it's taught with this emphasis. We need to know. We're part of that process, and we're the end of the process. It means it's going to be very hard for us. Very hard. If you think there's If you think the Esther Ponim is darker and darker today, there's almost no Ruchnis left in the world today. And to cling on in those Matzavim is unbelievable greatness. Unbelievable greatness. I've never seen greatness like this before. No generation ever had an opportunity with the Ruchnias so low to Megala themselves and to dedicate themselves to Kosh Baolach. This generation is not. We never had Nisainus like this. No generation ever had to deal with a thing called internet. There was never a Nisain like that. So that's the Gadlus. Anyway, Metzah Shem will carry on. We'll carry on this theme tomorrow. You'll see this is the whole Yisod of this generation. But Tetzot all safer on this, that Ramesh Shapiro said answers over 200 really difficult kashas in Machshava. This transition from Nevuah to the period to what's called Talmud, to Bavli, to Talmud. Chochim Chochem Odif Minovi, and that's Ancient Knesset Gedolah. That's the whole understanding of who the Ancient Knesset Gedolah was, and that transition period. That's also Purim. Purim is also in Tanakh, not in Tanakh. You see that Purim has a sefer in Tanakh. It also has a Gemara. This is one of the only thing. There are many, many unbelievable things here that you see at that transition between from going from Nevuah to Chochmah. The ancient Knesset Gedolah was made up of Nevi'im and Tanoim. It was a mixture. Anyway, they set up the whole goddess. But that transition is unbelievable. It's called, what's it called? As the dawn meets the dark, or the darkness ends the dawn, or the dawn ends the darkness. Mashu, dawn and darkness. Unbelievable piece of work. It's a small little sefer, but it's unbelievable. The principles taught in that sefer apply to, Ramosha said, over 200 questions he was able to answer with that yisod. A fantastic piece of work, and it's what we're discussing now. Anyway, you have a great day, and Metz Hashem, we'll meet tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Oh yeah, there's a the Chovos Olav Avos Vav tonight at 9 o'clock. Yeah, the Shara B'Tochen Bezrat Hashem. Okay.